Psychologist James Dobson reports seeing a sign on a convent in Southern California reading, "Absolutely no trespassing. Violators will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law." Signed, the Sisters of Mercy. It's kind of nice to laugh this time of year, isn't it? Sometimes after Christmas, it can be a little depressing, can it? Not only for some, maybe it's the first Christmas that you have celebrated without a loved one, or maybe there's been a divorce in the family and you're spending Christmas alone for the first time, or maybe it's just the fact all the hype of Christmas. And depending on how old your kids are, on Christmas morning, it's over just about like that, right? And sometimes that's my problem. I get so excited for Christmas, and then it seems like it's over so quickly. Well, you know, we rejoice in the birth of Jesus. After the celebration, it can be quite a letdown, depending on what's going on in your world. And I would like to reflect on something about Christmas this morning. And I was wondering if you would mind coming back with me and reflecting with me this morning. I was at a banquet a few years back and heard a fellow preacher tell a true story. He said that he was walking through the mall one day and ran across a parishioner who, after a short conversation, told him about a nativity scene she had at home. She said that the funniest thing keeps happening to her family's nativity scene. Jesus keeps falling from the cradle. Jesus keeps falling from the cradle. As you've heard over the last few weeks, it's always amazed me how our society has made so beautiful and clean and peaceful and easy a birth that took place among manure and dust and dirt and hay and mildew and animals munching on their food. Do I need to say anything more about the earthiness? Have you noticed I like earthy? I do earthy. Our house has a lot of browns in it. But anyway, by the way, something I forgot to say, and I'm sorry. There are sermon notes in your bulletin if you'd like to get those out and grab a pencil or pen and fill that out as you follow along with me. What reminded me was a society is the first blank that you should fill in there. Jesus' birth couldn't have been easy with the sights and sounds and smells of a barn full of animals. Besides, having a baby was the most dangerous thing a woman in that day could do. There was a high mortality rate with women giving birth. These little nativity scenes that often decorate our homes are supposed to remind us of Jesus' birth. They've been cleaned up and set on a shelf to be admired as we scurry after other things in life this time of year. They have little to do with the lowly, messy birth of Jesus and of his radical, counter-cultural life that he brought to the world. Instead, I believe these scenes have become what we pretend Christianity is, and what we hope will be required of us if we follow the one who came to us via a manger. Think about that for a minute. I think it's finally gotten through my thick skull why society likes Christmas so much. It's not that God came into this world. It's that God came into the world as a baby, a beautiful, harmless baby that puts no demands on us, a beautiful baby that doesn't ask us to change, a beautiful baby that doesn't tell us where we're going wrong, a beautiful baby that we can control. Amen? That's what I thought. I was a little silent there. It's easy to say amen whenever we're something that's positive and encouraging, isn't it? Yeah. But you know what? I kind of think that society likes Christmas so much. After all, society begins celebrating Christmas about, Halloween now? And I kind of think maybe it finally got through to me why society likes that. Because God came to the world as a baby. Someone who can be controlled. But you know what? Jesus keeps falling from the cradle. You ever thought about that?